Good morning, Magdalena. Thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview with me today.
Good morning, Bushra. I'd like to thank you very much for this opportunity. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, you too as well. You're always sitting across this table being the great observant you are, and you'll ask all the right questions to your guests and introduce academics, diplomats, heads of important institutions to our listeners. Actually, I would be curious to know, how many interviews do you think you've done so far?
That's a really good question. In terms of the exact number, I would say I've done over 120 interviews. I have a total of 265 tracks on my SoundCloud account as of today. So that would come down to approximately 120 interviews in total.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Thank you.
I'm sure all of our listeners are already familiar with the work you've done in the past 8 months, I believe, at the NATO Association of Canada, but I would still like to provide them with a little bit of your background and highlight some of your achievements. So Magdalena Sorma is currently the editor of the Global Horizons program here. She completed an honors BA in Legal Studies and did a master's in public service at the University of Waterloo. During 2 summers, she attended Harvard University, where she completed courses in psychology, government, and law. She also successfully completed Harvard Law School's Executive Education Program in Negotiation and Leadership. Magdalena is currently completing an LLB through the University of London's International Program. She's passionate about law, government, and charitable nonprofit organizations. As an avid researcher, she hopes to extend her research to investigate women in security while examining society, culture, and international relations. On top of that, Magdalena is also passionate about international business and economy, and she is very excited about being involved in various projects at the NATO, specifically those that engage youth and society. Apart from her love for discussing politics, Magdalena enjoys fine arts, ballet, and classical music. Thank you again for coming. So can you tell us more about your academic background along with the work that you do here as the program editor of Global Horizons?
Certainly, and first of all, Bushra, I want to thank you again for doing this interview. For all of the listeners out there, I'm always doing the interview, so it's a great honor to have you doing that interview and to have you interview me today.
Oh, it's all my pleasure.
Bushra, in terms of my background, I completed an honors BA, an honors Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of Waterloo. Following that, I decided to complete a master's in public service, again, at the University of Waterloo. I spent 5 years at that school, and it provided me with a great opportunity to learn a lot about the different areas of law. As a result of taking courses in legal studies, sociology, psychology, I not only learned about the fundamentals and the significance of different courses, but I developed a greater understanding as to the different fields that are out there. And as a result of completing my bachelor's in legal studies, I wanted to learn more about the government. I'm someone who's very passionate, and I spent a lot of time studying about the different types of law for quite a period of time. And now completing a bachelor's in legal studies is one thing. It only scratches the surface. But understanding the government, how it operates, and the different types of governments that are out there only deepens your understanding. So throughout my studies, throughout my master's, I took courses in project management. I took courses in communication, in accounting, finance one, finance two. And that deepened my understanding of, you know, the importance of not only knowing legal studies and the law, but the importance of knowing a variety of different disciplines. And now comparing my background in terms of completing a BA in legal studies, I would say that completing my master's consisted of me focusing on the public sector. And then after completing my master's in public service, I decided that I achieved what I wanted to achieve in terms of learning about the government. I had a lot of team projects. Shout out to all of my colleagues at the University of Waterloo and all of the professors that are currently teaching in the MPS program, and all of the professors that taught me at the University of Waterloo, because it truly is a great school. It's a very innovative school, and it allows students to achieve anything it is that they want to achieve if they're willing to put the work in it. So after spending 5 years at Waterloo, I decided that I wanted to then pursue a degree in law. So I applied to the University of London's international program. I was accepted, completed my first year, and now I'm in the process of completing my second year. And the reason why I applied to the University of London's international program is because I wanted to deepen my understanding of international law. We discussed this previously.
Yeah.
International law and human rights is one of the areas that I'm deeply passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like completing a degree outside of Canada has, I'm still in the process of completing the degree. I'm not fully done yet, but having the opportunity to complete courses through University of London's international program has allowed me to deepen my understanding of international law, contract law, public law. A lot of the courses that I have completed there are similar to courses that students have to complete here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my educational background. I also completed Harvard Law School's executive education program, and that was after I completed my master's degree. And that allowed me to collaborate with scholars, some of the brightest legal minds, some of the brightest individuals. And the beauty behind that program is that I was surrounded by CEOs, executives, lawyers, individuals who, you know, work in the White House,
mm-hmm.
individuals who have played an influential role in politics, in the legal community, in various different sectors. And I think it's so important to have a strong ability to negotiate. We negotiate every day, whether we know it or not. Negotiation is something that impacts every single individual, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a student, whether you're, you know, in your 30s, 40s, 20s, I don't care how old you are. Understanding how to negotiate can help you in any and every career, in any and every single situation that you're in. So I want to thank all of the great professors at Harvard University for teaching me an immense amount of skills in developing strong communication skills and an ability to negotiate day to day. Prior to that, I spent 2 summers at Harvard. I completed the Harvard Summer School program the first time in 2007, and then in 2008, I completed the Harvard Secondary Education Program.
What about the work that you do here as the program editor of Global New Horizons?
So in terms of the work that I do here as the program editor of Global Horizons, I want everyone listening to this interview to know that I started my internship in September, and I decided that I wanted to be the program editor of Global Horizons because the program itself focuses on youth outreach, and that's something that I'm deeply passionate about. My grandma was a teacher in Poland,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that it's something that runs in my genes. So reaching out to youth, speaking to youth, providing advice to youth and young professionals is something that I love doing, I'll continue doing even once I move on. When I started, I remember my first interview. I never did any interviews. It was new to me. With my background in legal studies and in public service and government and completing courses at Harvard University, my background was strictly in the law and in the government. I had no background in journalism, just
mm-hmm.
to be clear. So everything was new to me. In terms of conducting interviews, we all watch interviews. You know, you can go on YouTube, you can watch an interview at any point, and you can see what style works, what style doesn't, but ultimately it comes down to you using your own style and you figuring out what you prefer to use and what you don't prefer mm-hmm. to use. And the beauty behind doing this work, I found in the beginning and throughout the process, is that you have so many options in terms of creativity. My interviews range anywhere from 15 minutes to 5 hours. That's one of the longest interviews I had. I interviewed many influential members mm-hmm. of the community, and as a program editor of Global Horizons, as you know, I do interviews with diplomats, influential individuals who provide advice to the youth. I like to have scholars featured on the program, mm-hmm. but most of all, I also like to have students who have made a significant impact featured on the program. That was my vision. Going into this program, I studied what was done in the past, and then I developed my own plan, my own strategy to approaching the program. And I think the beauty behind every program here at the NATO Association of Canada is that you have so much support from the president of the NATO Association of mm-hmm. Canada, Julie Lindhout,
yeah.
and our corporate development officer, Robert Baines, mm-hmm. that the sky is the limit, and you can take a program as far as you want to take it.